The Life Cycle of a Star, Textbook Entry. What is a life cycle? Every human being goes through one: birth, then life involving growth and change, and finally death. These stages also comprise the life cycle of stars. In fact, as strange as it may seem, it's a bond we share. Unlike humans, however, the life of a star is extremely long. The result is that, clearly, it's not possible for an astronomer to monitor the entire life cycle of any one star. Therefore, scientists base their understanding of a particular star on the information they piece together from viewing many stars at different stages in their life cycles. It is surprising but true that, overall, the bigger the star, the shorter its lifespan. A massive star lives for millions of years, while a smaller one may live for billions. The stages that stars go through from their birth to their death also depend upon their size. Birth of a star. In space, there are huge clouds of dust and gas called nebulae. Sometimes gravity causes some gases to compress and clump together into a ball. These events coincide with the ball of gas becoming hotter and hotter, which triggers a nuclear reaction. A star is born. Life of a star. The continuing combustion in the star creates both heat and light, and as long as there are gases inside, the star will continue to burn brightly. However, over a very long period of time, the gases will begin to burn out, and the star becomes less luminous. Death of a star. Eventually, all the gas burns away and the nuclear reaction stops. For the majority of stars, the smaller ones, the core collapses. Their outer layers drift off into space, leaving an even smaller core behind. This small star, called a white dwarf, gradually cools and then fades away into nothing. For a massive star, however, the end is different. It dies in an enormous explosion known as a supernova, sending pieces of itself out into space. When these bits compound with the hydrogen in space, new stars are born.